Chapter 3, July 5th, Pompeii, City of the Dead. Today my parents took me to Pompeii. Mr. Maiuri, the professor, was already there. He needed to meet with mother and father about their work. A woman named Elizabeth Walker offered to be my escort. She's one of the supervisors at the site. She's also a really good illustrator. One of her jobs is to draw pictures of everything her team finds. We headed down a main road called the Via dell'Abbondanza. Abbondanza is another Italian word. It means abundance. The first thing I noticed was that there's nobody actually living in Pompeii. You could say it's one big ghost town. I thought Pompeii would still be covered with ash and stone. It wasn't. Workers had excavated the buildings on both sides of the street we were on. We passed the ruins of shops, bakeries, and houses. We even went by restaurants. It seemed odd to think that 2,000 years ago people had been sitting and eating here. There are so many nifty places in Pompeii. I wanted to see them all. Elizabeth reminded me that I had the rest of the summer to explore the city. Today was just the start. The road we were on led to the Forum. It was once the busiest part of Pompeii. It's a wide open area with rows of columns on three sides and a wall at one end. Elizabeth said that people who sold things set up their stalls under the columns. People could buy all sorts of food here. The wall, she said, was for notices and announcements. Also, when politicians were running for office, they hired artists to write nice things about them on the wall so people would vote for them.